This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. It's been a lighthearted show, as it often is.
It always is.
Russ Verdico's joining us tonight.
What's up?
So it's light as usual. Well, so we're getting into the transgender stuff, and you asked me on the break, what are they doing? And I don't want to get into a whole big conversation about this.
Yeah, right on.
But you said, what has he done against the LGBTQ?
Yeah, I'm curious.
So a couple
did,
things. First of all,
Trump reached out to
I understand that
the gay community. I thought it was a good thing to see Republicans
and
doing
when he was
that.
I think
it's great.
I thought so too. And when he was getting all sorts of shit,
he likes it huge.
He didn't want them in the military.
That was a joke.
He didn't want them. He didn't want them in the military. Wants them kicked out of the military. Yes.
Yeah.
When we can confirm that. Yes.
Well,
he tweeted it for whatever that's worth. And the most recent thing is, you could look this up, you could quote me on it.
No, I thought it was transgender.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about that, but he said he'd be good for the whole community.
Because
he said
nobody's
going to be better for the LGBTQ. I think he got all the letters. And now the thing is, they want to, like Obama, under the Obama administration, Health and Human Resources made it so that it was no longer, gender was no longer based on genitalia, which we're going to get to in a second. So it covered a lot of transgender people. Gender fluid people.
I always thought I was a pussy. No,
and now,
well, you are, big guy.
And now, this has been in the news the past week. Now, if you could find exactly what it is, Trump is looking.
The administration is considering narrowly defining gender as a biological, immutable condition determined by genitalia at birth. The most drastic move yet in a government-wide effort to roll back recognition and protections of transgender people under federal civil rights law. A series of decisions by the Obama administration loosened the legal concept of gender in federal programs, including in education and health care, recognizing gender largely as an individual's choice and not determined by the sex assigned at birth. The policy prompted fights over bathrooms, dormitories, single-sex programs, and other arenas. Arenas.
The Iranians? Really?
Yeah, I don't know. The Armenians
very bad
get in
people.
There.
Transgender Iranians, the worst.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah,
the worst.
I think I was saying transgender
worst
Armenians.
Worst deal ever.
I don't know.
Obama agreed to tuck. Worst
Well, gender was once seen as a simple concept. Conservatives,
honestly,
especially evangelical Christians, were incensed. Now the Department of Health and Human Services is spearheading an effort to establish a legal definition of sex under Title 9. The federal civil...
By the way, my favorite title.
You know what? I'm really bad at Roman numerals. I had to stop and do the math.
Really?
I did.
I'm a history geek. Shame.
I was like, 1x, that's 10 minus 1.
She's got a second voice with a nice rack. Leave her be.
There's women who'd kill for that.
The federal civil rights law.
$15,000 hanging off your chest.
I'm not worth $15,000, and I have a nice grip.
You got small man boobs at best.
No, I don't. I have pecs now.
Oh, that's right. You've been exercising.
Yes,
yeah,
he has.
Yeah, he's one of those obnoxious fuckers on Facebook. Look at how in shape I am.
No, that's not true. That's
look
not,
at my,
hold on.
Look at my new pecs. Don't you want to be like me? No, I don't.
Do I ever do that shit?
Not that I've known.
Did once, and I was laughing my ass off.
No, I
remember.
Posted,
I said I was in a comment, but everybody covered it, and you laughed at it. Remember that?
When I was done with 80-day obsession, I posted one picture.
I'm healthy and fit. Look at me.
I never said I was healthy and fit.
You ever show up on Facebook with fucking Speedos on? I'm unfriending you.
Is that all it
done.
Takes?
I'm done. That's
done
a limit.
And done.
That's a limit of our friendship.
Please warn me
God,
that.
I have personal friends who do that, and it drives me nuts.
Oh,
I woke up today and went to the gym. Great. Pass the potatoes. What the fuck?
Oh my God!
Just because,
anyway,
just because you're more Buddha than Bruce Lee doesn't mean you have to be a hater.
Hey, I love my bud,
and your wife does too, and that's what matters.
Yeah, she
that's
does. What scares
matters.
The shit out of me because she's really hot. It makes no sense.
You have
to
a
me.
Nice set of personalities.
Yeah. That's funny shit.
Oh my god!
But no, this whole gender. You know, it's sad that we even have to do this. Listen.
Well, this is the religious right. That's what this is.
Well,
because nobody else gives a shit.
Well, wait a second. Let me just.
Well,
read
no,
this last
people
paragraph.
Do give a shit.
The department argued in its memo that key government agencies need to adopt an explicit and uniform definition of gender as determined on a biological basis that is clear, grounded in science.
Fucking Archie Bunker. I'm hearing that song in my head.
And administrative.
Goyles were goyles and men were men. I'm hearing that as you're reading this. Despite the sexy voice thing going on.
Thank you.
Archie never sounded like Pip.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
Yeah. And you know how you want
it!
High note! She had a uterus and he...
I don't have
no. Damn it. Just stick to comedy.
I was trying, and I failed. Yeah. I'm going to stick to working out.
I'm going to read this paragraph about being transgender again. The agency's proposed definition would define sex as either male or female, unchangeable, and determined by the genitals that a person is born with, according to a draft reviewed by the Times.
Okay. How about the genitals I have in my freezer?
You know what? That's somebody else's, and they don't count.
What kind of Hannibal Lecter shit have you got going on here?
Never mind. Go on, Pip. I don't want to talk about that now.
Any dispute about one sex would have to be clarified using genetic testing. So that's what they're saying now. This is as
See,
of
this
few
is
days
so unfortunate
ago.
That we've even gotten to this fucking point. It really is bad. Listen.
You're out of step with your party, my friend.
Well, are you saying
no, listen. If you're a man, you're a man. And if you're a woman, you're a woman.
What happens if you're a little bit of both?
If you're gay,
if you're a little country, a little rock
fine.
And roll.
If you're a man who dresses like a woman or a woman who dresses like a man, fine. You know?
We're not talking about any of those things out here.
But that's really, why are we even wasting time and resources defining gender? Gender is your gender.
Because
there are.
Because it's important to the religious
right.
The
religious right is upset about it.
Well, you know what? If you are a man and you identify as a woman, you are a man who identifies as a woman, period.
Well,
why
see,
the shit show?
You're a lot more enlightened than a lot of people that we're talking about.
Just let it be.
Yeah.
Why the shit show?
No,
I'm a man
problem.
Who identifies as a fucking god.
I like that. I like that.
Behold my power!
I'm Catholic, so I shouldn't be agreeing with that. But that was pretty cool.
Yeah, look, be careful of the golden image before you.
I'm going to try that in bed tonight and see if I get laughed at or I really get great sex.
Yeah, if you don't get great sex, you need to keep looking for another wife.
I don't know. She can go either way with that one. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, then maybe she's a little gender fluid.
Yeah! No, actually, no.
Wait, it sounds like that, what was that, what was that movie where the rock star goes, I'm a golden god? What was that?
You got
me. All right. It was the one
where
Goldie Hawn's daughter was the little hippie girl that followed the band around.
I have no idea.
You know,
I'd be
idea.
Lying if I had. I'm sorry, sweetie. I don't want to lie to you.
Well, thank you.
I lie to her all the time. It's the easiest. She'll believe anything.
I only like it when you're Pinocchio.
So anyway, yes.
Lie to me.
So you don't care. But your party does.
No, it's not my party. There's an element to my party. Yes, that is very
religious. Who is running shit.
And hey, let me tell you something. In my church, I know a lot of liberals. And they're
actually... be liberal and go to church.
They're pro-life liberals.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So don't, you know, you just can't slap a label and say...
I said your party. I didn't say you.
I say, listen, you got gay
people. Who's controlling your party? The far right. Why do you think this shit's going on? Because Trump has the evangelicals wrapped around his finger.
Who's controlling your party? George Soros and those assholes.
Yes. One billionaire is controlling everything.
That's a lot of bacon, man. Let me tell you.
Yeah, because the Koch brothers are so piss poor.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And Murdoch's got nothing going on over there.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you don't like thing. Answers.
Well,
I accept the answers. You don't accept it that it's both. That people who share liberal ideologies aren't squeaky clean and consistent.
I never said
they
were.
Oh, no.
They're not.
I said they were.
No.
But this year, just let it fuck. Listen, people are gay. All right, it's been going on since the dawn of humanity. Why the fuss?
Adam and Steve.
Why the fuss? But it is what it is. Why the fuss? Let it go.
Well, just to be technical.
You know, some guys, after you know, they hang out. Some guys go home, share a beer. Some guys go home, suck dick. What are you going to do? You know?
But I probably wouldn't do that.
Listen, you can't condemn somebody.
It's actually, that's more about their sexual identity, not their gender.
No, we're talking about gender. We're not talking about...
Here's where I'm worried
about now.
We're
not talking about where you put your schwants.
Where, for example, and I This happened, and it actually bothered me. There was one transgender student in a school down south somewhere, of all places. But anyway, they tried to accommodate the student by giving the student access to its own bathroom, he or she, her own, whatever. And it still wasn't good enough.
For whom?
For the parents. They sued.
Oh, for God's sake.
Exactly.
Because they thought the kid would be ostracized.
And that is the thing. That's what's getting. No.
Why did they sue?
They sued because of discrimination.
She separate but equal?
The student couldn't use the ladies' room.
Well.
Exactly.
Well, hold on. Let me
the devil's advocate. That's pissing off. And that's. Hold on. Let me finish my thought. That's why you're reading shit like this, and it gives the evangelical right ammunition to where you're suing a school district. You're turning the whole fucking place upside down. The school district is accommodating, but because the student can't use any girl's room.
Why?
Although
why couldn't
she has a penis.
But why couldn't she use a girl's room?
Because there were students and parents too saying, and female students saying, I don't care what this kid identifies as. He's got a penis. I don't want him taking a dump next to me.
I think that the hysteria about what's going to happen in the bathroom blows my mind.
I posted on
Facebook. So why have all this strife and bullshit, though? They accommodate the student. The parents are
because
still suing.
Because the kids are now... Because now everybody knows.
Everybody's looking at that kid like using...
If you're a guy and you're going to school wearing a skirt, Devin, the cat's out of the bag, bro.
But no. A lot of them you can't tell.
Some of them you can't tell. But this was a boy.
I believe, yes, it was a boy going to school dressed as a female. Identified as a female.
Okay.
And... he wanted access to all the bathroom, all the ladies' rooms in the school. And the school was like, no, we're going to give you this bathroom, and that's that. And that's a totally legitimate compromise, and it turned to a shit
show.
How about a better compromise?
I got a better one. How about we'll give you these two, so you don't know what's what, these two ladies' rooms. So say you got four ladies' rooms. You can't use everyone.
But what do you do about the girls who didn't want it?
But everybody knows.
The other few hundred females.
But everybody knows. So you can go into two other
ladies. But you got to respect the rights of everybody.
But what I'm saying is.
This kid has rights, and the girls in the school
have rights. But what I'm saying is the other girls now have other options of other ladies' rooms. If they have an issue that this person.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, no, that's good. That's a solution.
That's
a solution.
Why am I not being recognized?
By not doing that, you give fodder and you give inspiration for stupid news articles like this that divide people
even
further.
That's fine.
Well, let me just reframe it and then tell me if you think it still sounds
fair.
I want to
get to work.
Well, wait a second now. Okay. It's not a transgender student that wants to use the male or female bathroom. It's the white female or white male bathroom, and the one black student has...
That's fucking ridiculous.
Why?
It's racist.
Right.
That's what we're
and we're against about. Segregation in this country. But Obama made it so these people have the same rights.
Why do we have to segregate the transgender child?
Because...
Because they
don't aim the same.
Trust me, I know it's a problem.
If you're standing up peeing with tits, it can be hard.
You can't even see. Sidebar, Your Honor. I stopped at the highway rest stop on the way up here. Mm-hmm. Went to the ladies' room.
Uh-huh.
Went over to wash my hands, and then the blow dryer faces where the stalls are. I see somebody go into the stall. Pink little Converse on, and face the bowl.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So
you ladies do amazing things.
We do.
I know, right?
I was just wondering, what's going on in there?
Excuse me!
Excuse me, what are you doing?
Are you even
Steve? You can't piss in pink shoes while standing up. Squat! Squat!
Converse, really?
Squat, you bastard! Squat!
Guy, do it!
Why aren't you woke? Why aren't you wearing Nikes? Colin wants you to wear Nikes.
Oh my God, that's the issue.
Racial segregation. And separation of the sexes in certain situations are stripes and plaid. They don't go together. I'm sorry. I got to disagree with you on this one.
I'm just saying that
when an accommodation has been made. Now, if you tell that transgender student you have to use the men's room, now you're taking away that person's rights. But if you make an accommodation, like Devin pointed out, that's fine. That's an accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a black woman or a white woman, you can use the same facilities. We're past that shit in this country.
We are now.
Yeah,
but at one point we were always.
But again, you got to remember there are women and men who are never going to feel comfortable relieving themselves in front of the opposite sex.
Or black people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, really.
Or black people.
As a white man. Yeah.
As a white man.
Yeah. Not next to a black man.
I hate pissing next to a black man.
Too much
urinal.
Intimidation.
But this is my point.
Give me an Asian every day of the week.
I'm beat. I'm beat. Yeah. I'm beat. Yeah, dude,
stop looking.
Dude, I'll stand 2 feet back while pissing in front of a Japanese dude in the urinal.
He has a spotter. What do you want me to do?
If a black guy walks in, like, I push my stomach up against the fucking thing. I don't care how cold
it is. I'm in there. Nobody's saying that.
I was like, this is embarrassing
I
shit.
I did my balls in it for a refresh.
No!
But here, I'm talking about... I'm talking about... I get 70 years ago.
I get what you're saying, but...
But now we're at the frontier of this divide.
Pip's argument's correct.
It shouldn't be a divide.
It shouldn't, but it is right now, because we're arguing about it.
You have to make an accommodation, but you also have to respect other people's rights, and there will be females who don't want somebody with a penis...
A black person.
Relieving themselves.
Oh, they don't want a black person relieving themselves.
That we can't do.
Right, but the 70 years ago, this is the argument that we had, and now black people and white people pee next to each other.
No, but that's solely based on pigment of your skin, which was ridiculous.
Right. And this is
about a girl not wanting to take a dump when there's somebody in the penis with a penis in the room.
Why? What does it matter?
Why?
My wife kicks me out of the bathroom when she has to go.
Yeah, but
what are you
going
to do?
Do
you have separate stalls in your bathroom?
No, but still.
They're separate stalls.
Yeah. Guys, no.
I got to tell you, I am never wondering what's going on in the stall next to me.
It's never going to.
It will change.
No.
No, I think that we're in the infancy of this conversation, and it will change.
By the way, my solution was the best solution. Don't create one separate bathroom. Say, all right, you can use these two.
I think it's ridiculous, and it's not just being conservative or religious. Listen, I'm a Catholic Slayer fan. I'm not the most religious man in the world. But this argument gives fodder to the religious right, where we have to start slapping labels on people. And that's a road we got to get off of. And I'll pick on the Dems again. They love advertising. I was talking to this one guy on Facebook. We got a political argument.
Always the place to have them.
Oh, Generation X has done the Facebook. Tragic. Anyway. And he goes, well, I'm a liberal, progressive, environmentalist, blah, 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 blah. He rattled out, and I was
so
like, you know what? Yeah. I'm just a dude.
Yeah.
You know, and Democrats are great at labels, but this shit just gives more labeling. You make the accommodation for people who are transgender. Why? You might not agree. It's just the right fucking thing to do. They're human beings. But, like I said, the school in Texas, to upset the whole apple cart, because you got one transgender kid and 500 students, you made the accommodation.
It made the person very other.
Yeah.
You know?
you've singled out
I don't want to piss next to you because you're black. Now,
to take the other approach, though, once you start a lawsuit, you kind of put the spotlight on yourself.
Exactly.
Also. I know.
You're no longer hiding and trying to blend.
This kid was coming to school dressed as a female. And look, that's his thing. Whatever. The school gave him a place to relieve himself during the day. All good.
By the way, once again, quick sidebar. I do not understand lesbians that date other lesbians dressed as dudes. I don't understand it. I'm just saying. It has nothing to do with that. I'm confused.
That's a good fucking point.
Just throwing that out there.
Because we were at the hibachi place for the
kid's
birthday.
That's a really good point.
Birthday. And so there's this one girl-looking girl and two dude-looking girls. And I don't know the situation. But I think the hibachi chef called one of the dude-looking girls, sir. Totally. But he's Japanese, so nobody could understand him anyway.
Hey, he's laughing about it.
That was like the one time his accent really paid off.
Until
I got a really good look and really worked on, I thought a dude too. But that's fine. That's fine. Wear whatever you want to wear. But you know, for what? Because you know you're bringing a strap-on into the equation anyway. She's dressing like a dude with a flannel.
You know, I was acquainted with a lesbian in my college days in New Paltz. Cool woman. And... Yeah, so, you know, I was curious. God, I was 18, 19 years old, maybe.
Were you bi curious?
And no, curious about her. You know, she used to be very open about her being gay. And I'm like, I asked her, I was like, have you ever had sex with a man before? And she was like, yeah, but I find penises unattractive.
No, I can't blame her for that.
And I'm like, wow.
I'm not, just
to your point, and I'm thinking about it.
Why do you think we're always trying to stick him in you so nobody has to see him? We're just trying to help.
Wow. Let's just get that out of the way.
Well, yeah, behind it.
Listen, this is going to come in between us. Nobody wants to look at it. If you could just scooch a little bit, let us get in here, and now we can talk.
A little left, a little left. Shit. Okay.
I solve problems.
I'm telling you. You're on it.
I should be president.
You're on it.
I know all the best penises.
You as president.
Wait, so finish the conversation. What else did she say about
that? But that was it. Yeah, she found actually the way penises look, she found them unattractive.
I get it.
Okay. Well,
how about balls?
And
she's a
lesbian. I asked her, well, what about a dildo?
Yeah.
And she goes, no, I use the smooth ones.
Okay.
That aren't all veiny and had the real, like, dickhead on it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. Okay. Well, that's interesting. I recall that having this conversation with you made me recall that. Because, like I said, she was like, I don't want to say like, kind of like one of the guys, but she was accepted. You know, like, you know, if we saw her out at the bar, it'd be like, hey, what's up? You know, how you doing? She'd be like, hey, what's up, motherfucker? You know, who, you know, who are you trying to get laid with tonight? You know, she'd like pick on us, you know?
Yeah. Except just like having on his crew with Renata. Just one of the.
She's just hanging out.
They were not alone.
Just like Stew.
Just a term of endearment.
Did you see the Saturday Night Live skit?
Yeah, it was great.
That was so good.
She likes it smooth. So if you would.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Hey, take a little sandpaper to that thing, you're good to go.
That's Joe's idea.
Oh, my God. I'm not there. Oh.
Let's get.
One head was enough. Don't leave the other head alone.
So are we all good with being less gender specific since everybody, you know, since that's just where we are?
You're going to have gender. And you have to deal with it.
Right. Well, no,
and if somebody is gendering of one gender and identifies as another, you're going to have to deal with it.
So we're cool with the fluidity of it all because it just is.
It is what
it is.
It is what it is.
You don't have to love it. You just have to deal with it.
No, exactly. You can't, you know, you can't say gay Americans are second-class citizens. We're not set up like that.
Well, we're trying.
Well, not us,
but they are. They are trying.
The stupid, the hype and the strife and stupid shit like this, and what I explained down in Texas, that gives the people who do disagree fodder.
But this is not that
stupid fucking news stories like this get printed.
But this is not that.
No, this is divisive. News story was about
news story.
This is about the Trump administration not trying to protect gay people.
Yes.
And transgender people.
I want to. I don't know. I gotta research that. Listen, I'm not gay or transgender, but
not yet.
I would like to think, especially being a candidate for only for you, Devin. It's that 80-day challenge body that you got.
Look at how much electrolysis this is going to take. Come on. He's not going for this.
Shaving? I know. I can never be gay.
No, you're a bear. Laser treatments
you're
alone.
First of all, actually, most of the gay dudes I know are like jacked, which I am not. And hairless.
You're jacked off.
With my Sicilian jeans, I would need a lawnmower on my back.
You'd need a lawnmower.
No, not allergic, like the old-fashioned one with like the blades. That's
yeah.
I would need that one.
What the hell is that? A bear growl. That's what
I'm a hairy bastard.
That's what they call men like you that are gay. They're called bear.
Yeah, it's a type.
That's funny stuff.
So you have hope.
That's fine. I don't want to. Like I said, classify gay people, but most of the gay men, you know, I work a lot in New York City, and these guys are all like jacked up in shape. Never made sense too, being a bald guy seeing somebody with a short full head of hair. You're definitely a type that would go for you in the biggest way.
Absolutely. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah, that's Joe's horrifying. A bear also.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know what Joe is, but.
I don't know what guy.
I love him, but my God.
Isn't this a clever disguise?
I'm a bear.
That's a different type of bear.
That's why next time I'm hanging around gay dudes, I'm going to be like, am I a bear? All
right. So and they'd be like, yes, you are, big daddy.
I know if the conversation goes further than that, it's going to scare the shit out of
me. Let's get into the whole language of it, because now people are saying we should not be gender specific.
Which is stupid.
Well, I guess that's your. So many non-binary
people. Well, it depends. I shouldn't say that.
Well, you just did.
No. It's like, all right, go.
Many non-binary people, meaning male, female.
Non-binary, that's what we call now. We're computers.
Funny.
It turns into ones and zeros. You're a one and you're a zero.
I'm a fucking 10, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's right. It's an 80-day challenge, man. He's jacked.
Well, now I'm on to hit and lift 4.
Hey, can you flex your boobs yet?
I could for a while there. Yeah.
Really? Look,
Really?
Oh, look at that. You need a hula girl on one side to, like, dance.
Right. I know. I'm driving my wife crazy. She thinks
look
it's
at that. Yeah.
She likes
cool.
that?
Yeah. Yeah, she is turned on by it. She's double D. Hell no.
Mitch is holding him up there. I got her like a puppet.
I got to take a deep breath before lifting those bad boys.
You got to take a deep breath when you get on the fucking bed. What are you talking
about? Pip's got $15,000. She's got $20,000.
She's blessed.
Let's not go.
Redheaded boobs. All right. You know, all boobs are beautiful.
It is true.
Every boob is sacred.
It depends.
Nobody likes to seem like a fucking tube sock. Nobody likes that.
Well, you got that, which is horrifying. I call National.
You shouldn't be able to play double
National Geographic.
The National Geographic boobs. Some of them. Yeah. Are just
well, back in the day,
up,
National
man.
Geographic is all we had.
Really, I know, right? That was our porn.
It was.
Yes.
All right. So anyway, many non-binary people aren't as vocal about their identity and pronouns as others, and you can't know someone's gender by looking at them.
Really?
Well, it's true. I just told you how the hibachi chef was confused.
Yeah, true.
I was confused.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, okay, I get it.
Yeah, you don't know what everybody's got going on. Especially now with the hormones, you can make yourself more feminine or masculine.
Right.
Like there could be somebody who was born a woman who has a beard like you have. Realistically.
That happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Remember the pregnant man?
Yes.
And that definitely looked like a dude, but it was...
Yeah, that dude looked like a lady. Yes.
Yeah, had been a woman.
I believe Harold just wrote about that.
And, you know... Yeah, and had two pregnancies, but looked like a dude.
Yeah, hey, shit happens. Yeah.
So it's fairly common for people to assume that non-binary person isn't in the room. The truth is there's no way someone could know that unless they've had conversations with every person in the vicinity and have asked them if they use binary terms to describe themselves.
Oh, my God.
Which is how I open
this
every conversation.
This is stupid fast, isn't it?
Well, seeing as my dick is bigger than either of yours,
nice.
See,
I
you
love
didn't
it.
Know.
I love it.
I
want to. I want to find out if you're a real redhead. Come on, take it out. Take it out. There's only one way to tell, Pet. We're doing it tonight.
By my schlong, you'll know.
Yep. No, by your pubes.
I know. I'm kidding.
Come on. I want it out. Yeah! I want redhead. I want redhead verification.
Yeah, you'll be climbing your whole body into the urinal to stay away from watching me.
Show him your bottle of dye. Let's get this solved.
Nice and easy when I wait.
That's fantastic. That is absolutely
show me
fantastic.
Bottle of dye. Oh, is that the euphemism we're using
that
today?
That most certainly is. Pip's got her bottle of dye.
That's really funny.
So it's bigger than your bottle of dye.
It most certainly is. I got the sample size. What are you going to do?
Wow.
Don't be afraid to correct those around you, such as your classmates and even teachers, about using exclusive gendered language. But do not... this is like if you are trans... if you're like fluid. So here's some terms to use instead of... like, I'll give you the terms that they're suggesting. And we can just, folks... or everybody instead of ladies or gentlemen. That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, but we traditionally say ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Especially in show business.
Yeah. Right.
So maybe say folks. Hey, folks.
But let me
tell everybody.
If you're transgender and somebody says ladies and gentlemen, it applies to whichever one you identify with. So how is that offensive?
I would think.
Think
yeah,
about it.
I know.
This is how stupid.
But I think
it gets,
if they're transitioning,
and I'm not just being the Republican monster here. I'm being honest. Like, if you're a dude and you identify as a woman, and somebody says, "Ladies and gentlemen," you're covered either way.
You know, well, it's sort of like if somebody says, "Hey, animals," you know, and cats and ligers, because there are lions and tigers.
Yeah, but now you're talking
and,
species.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying that it's like.
Oh, no, actually, you're not. You're talking the same speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, this particular term is not meant to be exclusive.
But I'm also fine with folks.
Folks?
Yeah, folks.
Yeah,
fine.
It's fine.
But there's no... like,
folks,
there's
people
no,
are saying.
It covers everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and again, that's just another example of shit like this just gets...
Humankind instead of mankind.
Really?
It's more correct.
In our country it is, but if you notice, in like, for example, Spanish... I have a basic working knowledge of Spanish. If you say them or they, it's done in the masculine.
Right.
Yeah, well...
unless you know it's all women, then you go to the feminine.
No.
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 You still use the group.
Well, we're America, we're number one.
And we are, have a Latin roots in our language. Our language
is
half-Latin.
Yeah, look out for those people in that language.
Half-Germanic, so I'm just saying... listen, it's just one of those things that just doesn't fucking matter.
But that's just
humankind,
like a, well, that's like a language.
Mankind, womankind,
but
Davenkind.
But English doesn't have gender to adjectives. So and it has gender to subjects.
Got it.
Because a woman or
got
a man.
Yes, correct.
Sometimes we colloquially use, like, a ship is always
but
a
we
she.
Use they instead. Yeah,
and we say they. We have a different one. But like Spanish and other languages, they'll have gender to certain terms. But in English, we don't use that.
But
so it is specific. Saying mankind sounds like just men. Humankind is a good workaround to include everyone.
That if it is used, if mankind's used, it shouldn't be anything to get pissed off.
It's a little nitpicky.
That's what I'm saying. It's not something that, you know, you don't put on the vagina hats and start screaming. You know,
speak for yourself.
I go house to house with my vagina hat.
How do you think I ride home?
Here you go.
I put on my vagina hat and I scream all the way home.
Let's not get Three Musketeers. I'm protesting, bitches.
That's funny. Which other one you got?
I got more. People instead of man or men. Hey, people. Hey, people. No, fuck you. That's stupid.
That's just nitpicking you.
Man, that's just like a cool
thing. Hey, what's up, man? What's up, man? Yeah, you're a man.
Unless I guess you're talking to a football team. That's right.
Exactly.
Members of Congress instead of congressmen. That one. You
I
know
like
what?
That.
Yeah.
Congresspeople.
Yeah, or member. Yeah, either one I'm fine yeah. with.
Or I always say, like, assembly person.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
yes.
better.
I like that.
Yeah, we're talking about.
Women do serve yeah. in politics. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, that makes sense.
Yeah. So we would agree then council person
yes.
instead of councilman or councilwoman.
Yes.
Council
that
person
makes
is
sense.
Much better. Yeah.
First year student instead of freshman.
Picky.
Picky.
It's a little much.
Yeah.
Yeah, picky.
Machine made, synthetic, or artificial instead of man made. A little picky.
Oh, picky.
But I get, but yeah. I could see a woman getting uppity, like if she no. invented something.
Yeah,
yes,
I, yeah. I
made
it. Wait a minute,
I made it, you cock.
Hold on, she
I
got
made
it uppity because she invented something. You're calling it man-made? No, she Ooh. Rightfully is asserting her position as the inventor.
Is she?
But yes.
Okay. But okay, that's a good feminine side of it.
Yeah, uppity, bite me, uppity.
Nice.
Things that a deer and Pip heard.
No. Ah, that's awesome.
I didn't realize we were playing Jeopardy.
Actually, be very proud of me, just to digress for a sec.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wild game dinner.
Yes.
They're having mountain lion meatballs.
Oh, that's
And I'm
terrible.
Not eating them.
No.
Thank you.
Because that's gross.
That's terrible.
Yes. It's too close
we
to
have bobcats around
yeah,
here
no,
now,
no,
too.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
We have bobcats
so
I just
around.
To share that
yeah.
with you before I forgot.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Because, oh my God, bobcat dinner? No.
Parent or pibbling?
If my son ever called me pibbling... I'd go Sicilian.
Yeah, well,
here's the pibbling consent form.
Yeah, and that's the problem. There's Kool-Aid drinkers out there who are actually going to put this on a school form.
How about pibbling? How about a little pibbling?
Fuck.
Yeah, no.
No, that's stupid.
Or pibbling instead of
parent.
Mother, father.
No.
Parent.
No, because you know what? No,
parent is not sexual. It's not gender specific.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Parent
that's
is
how,
fine.
That's my point.
And pibbling, I don't
this
know.
This is how stupid
pibbling
this stuff gets.
Is child the, instead yeah. of son or daughter? Yeah, child. That's safe.
You're my son.
Well,
you're my
yeah.
daughter.
No, but I think if you're talking to somebody else, is that your son? Is that your daughter?
Is that
your
child?
Oh, child.
Child.
Yeah, I see. So
yeah,
I think that's made the mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's better.
Yeah.
If, yeah
As
yeah.
somebody who's called people by the wrong gender in public places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll never forget being called
is that
son.
Your kid? That's funny. I say that. Is that your kid? If I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because yeah.
So but
even if you are sure, you might not be sure. It could look like a girl, but it could
yeah.
really be a guy. So it's this makes sense, especially.
Yeah,
when
it's a safe zone.
I remember being a little kid and being in my sweatshirt and my jeans and my short hair with my dad in the hardware store and being called son. Yeah, it's how many years?
Wow.
I mean, oh my God.
Yeah,
it's 40-something years
yeah.
and I still remember it.
That's
going,
up.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get you. I say kid instead of child. I say, you know,
yeah.
Is that your kid? You know, or your kid's name, yeah.
Kiddo yeah. instead of boy, girl, I guess. Again, it's the same
no.
thing. It's the same thing. I mean, kiddo's a weird
okay.
word.
It's a weird word to use,
kiddo.
Hey, kiddo.
I say that if I know somebody.
Like, hey,
okay,
kiddo.
What's up, kiddo?
You know.
And it's funny because I usually say that to females.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll say that to a female who's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say.
I like platonically.
You don't say,
that's
hey, shorty.
Weird. Yeah, I would never. Like, if I ever called one of my male friend kiddo, they'd be like, really?
Hello? What?
Yeah.
Sibling instead of sister or brother.
No.
I say that to my brother now. Hello, sibling.
I know, right? That's
no.
That's just weird.
See, like,
weird.
I don't know. Like, if you know
see,
somebody.
See, this is the liberal left shit that comes out that gets the radical, crazy Republicans fodder to bitch about. This is what I'm talking about.
Some of this stuff is
if liberals
way...
would stop doing this stupid shit, the noise level would be turned down because the nutty right wing would have nothing to really whine about except.
Have you met
whatever
them?
The fuck.
There's always something.
I know. Nuts on both
there's a couple
sides,
thousand
dude.
Brown people about to invade. We're all going to die.
There's always
something to be concerned about.
Yeah, they were able to take out a chain link fence.
There's another water in the fridge
they're
if you want.
Animals.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, bro.
That chain link fence in Ecuador was no match for the
shit.
Nibbling instead of niece or nephew. I'm having corn.
Nibbling?
Yeah, I know. No.
I don't
no.
like these more.
Nibbling is something I do. It's consenting adults only. No. No.
Partner?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's a sex thing.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, that's. I'm not going to talk about nibbling with my niece or nephew. That's disgusting.
Hey, dude.
Partner, significant other, or spouse instead of girlfriend, boyfriend, or wife, husband.
That's
I think. But
I think it's weird when you're familiar with somebody. Like, if you have a familiar relationship.
Right. But say that the person who walked up next to him at the party, you cannot tell what gender that is.
Is that your spouse?
True. Is
that your partner?
Is this your better half?
That's right. If I'm not sure, better half.
Is that
half,
who you're fucking?
That's kind of weird. Open. Like, I even noticed that with
what?
Some.
What? No?
No, you know what's worse? You know what really like gives me douche chills? When people say, this is my lover.
Nice. I say my bride and people think I'm hokey.
No, that's cute.
Yeah, that's
but
cute.
This is my lover. Ew! I don't want to know you're fucking.
That's
weird.
Can we
just leave that out of
the
conversation?
This is the holder of my jizz. Is that much?
Yeah, right? This is my receptacle.
Yeah. Oh, you nailed it. That's exactly what that implies.
Yeah, it's like... It's like this is the person. This is the person I'm going to have nasty monkey love with later.
Monkey
I
love.
I don't
no
want
shit.
That in my head. Thank you.
I love it.
No.
I love it.
Do not say that.
I live in your head.
And you know what? It's scary up here.
It is. Flight attendant instead of steward or stewardess.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, might give them a little bit more respect than they deserve.
Yeah.
I'll
you know
determine.
Why? Because I travel. I've had many male. I say flight attendant, actually.
Yeah,
but a steward is a male.
Yeah,
but they're taking their lives into their hands up there, being with us all angry at them.
You earned flight attendant. Well, we'll see how prompt you are with my soda delivery.
Oh, no. They earn it just being in there because they know how angry we are and how much little legroom we've had for hours. You know what? That's combat stripes.
Salesperson or sales representative instead of salesman?
Yeah, that's common sense.
Or salesman.
Yeah.
Server instead of waiter or waitress. Why?
I say waiter or waitress.
I snap my fingers.
If I'm not sure, usually it's quite evident.
I just say our server.
Server, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
that's not nitpicky. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I just
that's
say our server because it's what they're doing.
Firefighter instead of fireman. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
There's plenty of
so we agree there are some things that we can make changes with.
Correct. But when the loony people take shit too far, like nibbling, and it gets all, you know, like I said, the more conservative-minded people pissed off, and it's like, come on, you know, you're starting to fight over bullshit.
I don't want to go to Weird Aunt Pip's house anymore. She calls me a nibbling.
Exactly.
I don't know what she's going to do
if she
next.
She loves me or if she wants me to do something to her.
Both.
Oh, God, no.
I was in the dressing room.
They I ran saw Pip's nibblings.
Nice setup.
They ran away screaming
they were
from the nibbling.
They were the best. I said, it's okay, honey. Shit. I've nibbled before.
I was the best nibbling. Nobody knows nibbling the way I
Then I made
nibbling.
Some cream corn.
Nobody nibbles like me. Oh, God, cream corn. Stop, man. I like cream corn.
Done.
I don't want to think about
Not
that.
Done. It was, you
there,
know.
There goes
no.
Devin just fucked up Thanksgiving.
Why should your family be any different than mine?
Really?
That's funny stuff.
Yeah, please.
All right. So we say within reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff I don't that know makes if I, sense. Stuff's to pick.
I don't know if you try. I don't know if I would correct somebody, though. I think it's a little much. You sound a little obnoxious.
Mm. Yeah.
Unless I know I'm with somebody who might be offended who is upset.
Actually, if I saw somebody get offended by it, I'd be like, you
like
know.
If I'm with, if
I don't think that firefighter wants to be called a fireman. Like
firewoman would prefer to be called a firefighter.
Yeah, like
you don't have to specify gender when you're talking about what they do for a living.
Right.
You know, like
exactly
those stupid things. Like they don't really use actress that much anymore. Like they'll just say an actor.
Harvey Weinstein did.
It's become unisex. That
yeah,
time.
It's become
that's
unisex, and why not?
That's very interesting.
Harvey Weinstein,
but I never like. It's weird the way I do it.
Or he found out.
A fucking pig. He really is.
Yeah, disgusting. What an abuse of power, right? That's what we're talking about.
Literally.
Presidential material.
Oh, God. Yeah, in this day and age, yeah, he is.
But it's weird because I do this inadvertently. If I'm talking about a male, it's a fireman.
Right.
If I'm talking about a female, like even at work. You know,
you say firefighter.
I say salesperson.
I've done
see,
that
you're
too.
Trying.
I see. I'm trying.
No, but no, you're trying. You're trying to be right about it.
It's just the way it is. You don't.
But
call
people don't
a
look
female
at it like
a
that.
Salesman because she doesn't have a penis, and I wouldn't want to be called a saleswoman because I don't have that kind of part either. You know, wouldn't want to. That would cause a fist fight.
Yeah, right.
If somebody walked into a room full of male salespeople. I said, hey, saleswoman, how are you?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
fuck you, dude.
I mean,
like,
is
you know,
is there a female term for sensei?
Sensei, teacher.
It's just teacher.
Teacher.
Right. That's not determined
no,
gender-wise.
It's not gender,
but I mean, like, if there was, like, a sensette, you know,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
the girl.
You know,
if somebody was like,
Smurf.
Excuse me.
I the same thing.
If somebody came up and continued to refer to you that way, wouldn't you be like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah, right.
You
on.
Know?
Yeah, right on.
Call you Sunset next time I see
Sunset. I know, that's going to stick.
Unless you want a roundhouse.
No. Sunset. Ow, 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 Sunset. Not Sunset. It was a term of endearment. Ow, ow, ow.
I was talking about the Sunset. It was,
no,
it was
not
getting
away.
Dark. Ow.
Davin harps on shit. He is not letting that go.
No.
It's fine.
No. What else you got?
We'll do some School of Fools now.
Nice.
All right, this is an interesting story. A North Carolina school district has replaced a high school principal for asking students to remove a jersey with Trump on the back. News outlets report that Harnett County School District announced a new Harnett Central High School principal in a Friday release that says students had the right to wear clothing expressing political messages. Parent Mike Collins told WTVD-TV his son wore the jersey to an October 5th football game with a patriotic theme. Collins says Cindy Gordon asked the 18-year-old to remove the jersey or leave, saying it was too political for some attendees.
Wow.
Collins' family attorney, Tony Buzzard, by the way, great name for an attorney.
Buzzard.
Scavenger.
said they're pleased but didn't know if further action will be considered. The district's release didn't mention Gordon by name. It's unclear whether she's still employed, reports. Didn't include her comment for her. All right. So here's what I don't understand. The school says it's a political message, but the parent says it's a patriotic theme. Which is it? Because they're not the same.
Well, did you see
you
the shirt?
Watch.
I did.
You got to watch. That. Listen, I had my daughter helping me put out political signs the other day. And it was for a candidate.
Okay.
That is being patriotic, getting involved, supporting something, having ideas, and a school is the best place to have that kind of dialogue. And I remember when, years ago, I was asked to go to a school shortly after Obama won, and there was Obama stuff everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
really?
Like, yep, most Republicans would have been like, oh, what the hell is this about? But I'm like, you know what, yeah, it was Washingtonville school, actually, yeah. It was...
Should have been named Obamaville.
Actually, it was Black History Month.
Oh, well.
But still,
that's why there was
Obama. Exactly, but still, that's still a political, celebrate
but
black
he's
culture.
The first black president in Black History Month.
But still, yeah. I'm saying, listen, we have the first orange president. So
yeah, but nobody's dressing as jack-o'-lantern and say they're voting for Trump.
Oompa Loompas, man. I mean, they make good chocolate.
The Oompa Loompa vote is what got him in.
Yeah, here you go.
But, Hillary overlooked him.
Yes.
You guys make me like, what was my I
you went to Washington.
You went and they had a lot of stuff everywhere.
Yes. The principal did a dick move. I'm sorry, that's just my opinion.
By putting Obama stuff?
No, the principal did a dick move by telling the kid to take the shirt off or leave.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I don't know. This is such a.
I would say the same thing if it was a Clinton shirt.
But here's the interesting thing that makes this president so unique to every other president we've had before. This. Is a very divisive president beyond policy.
That I'll give you.
To the point where we were
talking. That I'll give you.
Where he is specifically targeting ethnicities and religions.
I don't think targeting. I just don't think he knows how to speak without offending people who are different than him.
But you said the key word.
I don't even think it's on purpose sometimes.
No, he can't.
I just think it's regardless.
Yeah. You said the key word, offending people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We've never had a president who just by them presidenting. Offends rational people. You might hate their policy.
Right.
But we've never had a president who, whether he look, I think he does look to do
listen, Clinton inferred that I was a deplorable human being.
She was never president.
But still,
she
if
was
somebody
never
wore if somebody wore a Clinton shirt to school.
We're not there. We don't know.
And a principal, an administrator asked that person to remove the shirt. I'm sorry. I mean, free speech is something that as long, you know,
and Clinton did not call you, and she did not call you. Is
support?
She said 50%.
So you
that's true.
You're saying that support of President Trump is offensive.
No, I'm not saying that.
No,
that's what this principle is, not you as a person.
No,
what
this principle.
The principle said.
No, that's not
support
what
of the president. Remember when we were younger, there was a picture of the president up in the classroom.
That's not what the principle said.
You don't even see that anymore.
The principle said so might be offensive to some students.
And yes.
The principal is different. The principal said not saying I'm offended by you wearing the Trump shirt.
Well, they got to get over it.
But the principal saying other students may be because of the way of this. Listen, if you're Guatemalan, listen, if you're Guatemalan descent or Mexican descent or Honduran descent or Muslim,
yeah,
it's very easy to be offended by this president because he has made it a point of making
enforcing
you
enforcing the law.
No.
Yeah, just because he goes about it like a douchebag. It doesn't mean he's not enforcing the law.
I'm really surprised because you're usually a pro First Amendment, and
but we've already learned that the First Amendment does not apply to schools. Schools are allowed.
No, that's true.
They're allowed to set dress code. For example.
Yes. That has to apply for everybody. They change the dress code.
Yeah.
No political paraphernalia statements on your shirts and change the code.
Yeah, so if it's
just
no politics or
say,
just,
hey,
except for that
so
political
guys, listen,
figure.
So here's where we have
politics
the problem.
Always, they were people who were offended because a black guy got elected.
Yeah, oh, very.
Most of them who hated him.
Okay,
yeah.
Really, let's call
it
the way it is
here.
Don't say
did.
A spade a spade.
Okay, shit, wasn't even thinking about
yes,
that.
Yes,
that's
where
you
were going.
That was bad.
But that's not something Obama did. He happened to be black.
But yes.
He didn't.
And
he happened to be black.
Took personal offense to that.
But that was not an action Obama did.
Right. It was offensive to some people.
But
that a black man was in office was offensive to some Americans. As disgusting as that sounds, it's the fucking
Trump
truth.
Trump calling a bunch of Hondurans invaders is Trump actively being offensive. Being orange is not actively being offensive.
Well, no, he's actively offensive, but
yes,
he's still our president.
I'm sorry.
I understand that.
Guy. I really am. I'm a free speech guy.
But
to
this
a
is
fault.
Not. But you got. But here's the thing: schools, as I've said, have the domain over free speech.
Yes.
Now you should be consistent with the rule.
Yes.
Be consistent with. So if you're going to allow political messages,
correct.
I guess you can have pro-abortion messages on a shirt.
Yep.
Because that's what.
And you know what? Maybe we need more of that. Maybe we need more of that to where we can actually wear. You can have a classroom with somebody with a Trump shirt on, and somebody with a Now shirt on. Or Planned Parenthood shirt on. And you know what? Nobody's fucking angry. They just disagree.
But we're not there yet.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're never going to get there doing shit like this. That's the problem.
But here's... But my... I don't...
You're putting stupid... Doing,
I don't
making
think
stupid
the
choices.
In North Carolina is going to be great with a pro-abortion shirt.
But
and
still,
it's a political
you know what? Lesson. Maybe we need more of that. Maybe, especially with the younger generation,
that's
dumb as dog shit, expose people to different ideas that are offensive.
Listen.
And get you thinking. And you know what?
Yeah.
You got to put up with
so
it. You know why? Because that's the way the fucking world is.
Let's say the...
That's what these kids need.
Let's say the school board...
Safe spaces. Get
let's
the
say
fuck
the school
out.
Board and the... And the let's say they don't agree with
do
this.
Some push-ups. That's just safe space.
Let's say they don't agree with what this principal did.
Yeah.
Let's say they don't agree with this principal did, which is fine.
Yeah,
it's in the door. I don't think this principal needs to lose their job. That's a little much.
I don't think that they needed to lose their job. Agreed. But I do think.
Hold
that,
on, get on mic.
I do
I agree,
think that they
I
need
agree
to be
with that. Messing up someone's career
that,
over.
That was a bit much.
It was a dick move.
Bring them, call
but
them on the carpet.
Move.
To listen,
suspended.
We don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't
suspended.
Even think you need to suspend
him. Smack his hand. Suspend them for a week. You know, I just think
making a statement. Go, listen, the principal was wrong.
I agree
that's
with you on that.
Firing
the guy was way over the top.
That's way over the kill.
Right. I mean,
that was
way overkill. I mean, I'm offended, but I get like snarly when I see Trump's name these days. I do. I like froth at the mouth sometimes, depending on what the new
this is
thing
what we
is.
Become. This is so sad.
I get it though.
No,
I get
and
it.
Sucks,
no person has ever made me this
troll
mad
comes
all
to
the
life
time.
In the highest office.
Yeah.
He lives to
listen,
troll.
It offends me.
It's very hard for me because I have. Yeah, I listen. I'm a New Yorker. Most of the people I know are Democrats.
Fine people.
And
I hear some are very good people.
You can't. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've heard in the past 2 years, and Davin was one of them, that I'm a cool Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall
actually,
calling you cool.
I'll find you the Facebook message.
Oh,
it was the day after Trump won the election.
But he is.
He goes, thank you for not acting like, I forget what word you use, pretty much an asshole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were cool.
Like everybody. And I have been called that so many times in 2 years. And I'm thinking, I'm sitting next to somebody right now who I love and respect.
Thank
when
you.
She sees, yeah, only
that. He's pointing at me this time.
He was pointing at your tits, not thinking of me.
It's a $15,000 rack, not your receding hairline.
Wow!
Shots fired!
Wow. I'm really? Bold. I can say it.
Really?
That's how it starts.
No, any touches
that's how
it
starts.
Forehead, you're fine.
Yep. You're not losing hair. You're gaining face.
No, I think it's okay here. The back, it's starting to go.
It's gone. Yeah.
So I'm trying to debate, should I go shorter or longer with the hair right now?
Shorter.
This is good.
It's the only dignified thing to do. You think I should go shorter than this? And if you do a comb over, no. I'm holding you down with your wife and shaving it off. Yeah, go
yeah,
shorter.
No comb over.
Yeah, once you,
this is
longer
good.
Hair, it accentuates the baldness.
See, this is long for me. Pip likes the long.
I do.
I
like it just a little.
Now he can do it
because
he has naturally curly hair, but 16 months from now.
What are you talking about? My hair's been like this for a long time.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, it has been like that for a while. No,
it's really not.
It's gone.
No, not that fast. It's gone. No.
Yeah,
we have time.
I don't know.
We have time.
It's going to go at some point.
Yeah, but we have time. It's not that fast.
This part is quite luxurious.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. It,
yeah.
Nah, as
rub your fingers through my hair.
As soon as I saw my scalp while shaving, I just shaved it off.
I would volunteer to say that I'm and probably losing more hair every day than he is.
Well, women shed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they do. I got three women
like
in my
the
house.
Beast you are.
You know what my shower drains look like?
Yeah, thank you.
I got three. Shit.
It's a problem.
I got three.
Took the crap out of my hair. Let's scalp. Took the crap out.
There you go.
Yeah, it's good.
Now you look like Andrew Dice Clay.
No. Stop. That's
no,
so
he's
mean.
Yeah, hey, fucking hula.
Oh, yeah, now.
No, I do not look like Dice
no.
Clay.
No. Now he's just being mean.
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting a haircut tomorrow. I think that decision's been made now.
That you are or you're not?
I think I have to. Because it gets a little mullety.
Yeah, no. You don't want the mullety.
You can't do that.
My hair grows mullety.
You have the teeniest,
you're too liberal for a mullet.
You have the teeniest little bit of curl at the back, at the neck, so you need to get it just a teeny bit.
Yeah, that's 80. You got to chop the 80s off.
Just fucking growing, dude. Settle down.
No, you have wavy hair. That's good.
I do. It's waving goodbye. Huddle.
I love it. Nice. Nice.
But wait a second. Back to my rack.
Yes.
Iraq, a terrible war.
No, you were saying that it disturbs you to hear me saying that I get mad just thinking about
it. Yeah, I'm sitting next to somebody I love and respect.
Thank you.
And it's like...
Same back to you. Back at
yeah,
you.
Right on. So it's like, do I agree with most of Trump's policies? Yes. But he is a douchebag.
It's the douchebaggery that just...
infuriates me.
He's a troll come to life.
But
he's an internet troll.
It embarrasses me.
But the point is, that's what his fans love. Like, they actually, like, enjoy seeing, like, liberals cry and in distress and all. Which I never, like, when Obama was implementing his policies, I wasn't happy to see...
People
on the right upset
about it.
I wanted to talk to them, figure out why, and try to explain why it wasn't a bad thing.
Right.
I wasn't taking joy in their distress.
That level of socialism has never been introduced to the United States. And he was black.
Well, still that's
he's
know,
also half
listen,
white.
We
he's
let's
also
not
half
pretend.
White.
I
it
know.
Don't matter.
The good
he's,
half.
People see him as a black man. We, unfortunately, we are still a very racist country.
Oh, yes, very.
Very racist country.
Very.
And really, if he would have paid off the national debt, turned the Statue of Liberty into gold, and cured cancer, there's still people who would have hated the fact that a black guy was in office.
Yeah, that's what a lot of the hate was.
That's exactly. I thought he had a very boring.
The whole birtherism was that.
Other than the health care bill, which I disagree with the single payer. I don't like government mandates.
He didn't get a single payer.
And I know. Well, hold on. I just don't like government mandates to begin with. That's just my Republican
side. You can't
side
pay
of
for
it.
This shit otherwise. That's the problem.
Exactly. Mm. But no, he made it mandatory and you had to fill out your tax form. That bothered me.
But that's how you pay for this shit.
I get it. I just wasn't a fan of it. But other
that's
than
that's
that,
fine.
He had a very boring presidency.
I miss boring.
Yeah,
really. He
really?
Did. I mean, listen, he was weak on national defense, but there really wasn't much going on at the time.
Well, I mean, there's two wars.
He was. He got. Listen, he was doing what he had to do.
That's how I like my presence. Out of the way, so I can get on with my day.
Yeah.
But you wanted excitement. I remember we talked. You enjoy, at the time.
Well, that's the thing. I wanted somebody in there to upset the apple cart.
Oh, the apple cart's upset.
No, but this is, like I said, he just goes about it. He's a douche the way he handles things.
But here's the thing.
Obama.
People, you look
even,
at it as a bug. A lot of his fans look at that as a feature.
I know.
That's what they love about him.
No, I see it as a hindrance, and I wish he would. I was hoping when I voted for him that after he got in, I was like, all right, you have an election to win. I get it. I was hoping at least a month or two after getting election, he would have toned it down.
No.
And David and I have had discussions about this, sometimes very late, going back and forth with texts. Even
late at night,
six.
I'm rubbing my fingers through my hair.
Yes. I'm just visioning his balding head.
Wow.
You know, like, hey,
you're playing with your tits.
Oh, dude, come on.
Look, they're dancing. They're dancing, honey.
You did 80 days and still can't juggle yours, motherfucker.
I never could.
That's because you didn't do enough push-ups.
I wouldn't even have had to do this.
No.
Yeah,
a lot of push-ups.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I'm coordinated enough for it. Like, I can't curl my tongue.
No,
it's a recessive gene, the tongue.
It is.
Really?
So shaking the tits might be the same thing.
I don't know. But I understand
what
you're saying.
That's really hard. It sucks.
It really does suck. I'm embarrassed that on the, like, for many reasons, but on the world stage, I think that we look foolish.
And his fans think we've never been more respected.
And I can't agree with that. UN's laughing at us, man. That's the world stage there. Come on.
I know. When I saw the laugh, it was like, wow.
Wow.
And the UN really is, for the most part, a room full of bad guys.
Yeah.
Let's not pretend that, you know.
I'm the baddest.
And I'm like, wow. But, you know, his national defense policy. Listen, I like the idea of a strong America militarily and economically.
We've been strong. We haven't been weak.
No, we are falling behind.
The next 10 countries.
Now.
Yeah. No, we've always.
We have been.
But you got to remember, though, I mean, China and Russia.
We ran it into the ground because we were doing two wars. That's what we ran it into the ground.
Yes.
That's
not because our military was weak. It's because we were running two wars.
But no, it's time to upgrade and, you know, stay above on the technology.
That's fine.
Like I said, there's most policies of his I agree with. But even when he's pitching the things I like, it's like, dude, just tone it the fuck down, please.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Pretty please, with sugar on top.
All right. Yeah.
Anyway.
I never wore anything presidential to school. I don't remember kids wearing presidential things, Reagan or Bush or Clinton. I don't remember any of that.
I wore a lot of metal shirts.
Right, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's what kids wore. Like,
I wore concert tees.
Candidates, I think, in our
age. Presidents, no.
Yeah, we were a little. Yeah, Gen Xers weren't that politically tuned.
I think this is a new thing. And again, because this guy is everywhere. You can't escape him. He's omnipresent.
Well, like I said, if the liberal media would also tone it the fuck down a little bit and stop making everything a huge deal, you know what I'm saying?
Listen,
come on.
I get what
you
you're
can
saying.
Be victims of your own shit sometimes.
I get what they're saying, but the guy gives you so much fodder. The guy lies all the fucking time.
Oh, look,
every
in
day.
Terms of media, he's the gift that keeps on giving.
Which is why they like him.
Yeah.
But like I
he
said,
says all
have,
the time,
have
you guys
scale.
Are going to be very upset when I'm gone. He's right.
You know,
that's right.
I mean, have a scale. You know?
I don't.
So, like, would you have your kids wear a president's?
To school, no. I actually had the conversation the other night. I had a New York State Assemblyman at my home. And, of course, you know, who's that? What does he do? And I explained to the kids. And I have young kids. I tell my children, we're a Republican family. But you don't discuss politics in school. Because I don't think they're equipped to have conversations, except, you know, my daddy's a Republican, so I'm a Republican. I don't know how they're going to handle that kind of exchange at their age. My 15-year-old is starting.
She's old enough
to get it.
Starting to learn.
Starting to get, you know, that, you know, Republican daddy's a Republican because he likes this, you know, or you know, we talked about gun rights.
Mm-hmm.
I had that conversation with my 13-year-old. She's a licensed New York State hunter. And I introduced her to the assemblyman. It was called Brabinick. I'll let you know. You know, I was putting signs out for him, and he came to drop some off for me. And I was like, you know, Assemblyman Brabinick votes to make sure we can hunt because there's people who don't think we should be able to. You know, I'm trying to simplify.
How I
discuss
sensible gun laws that I get.
She's 13.
I'm fine with your
she's 13. Yeah, she's no. But these people don't even want my lifestyle.
I understand.
You know,
they need to understand.
So
that the animal's dying one way or another.
Yeah, exactly. You know. So I explained that, but I was like, you know, you don't take it to school. You know, and you know, if politics comes up, don't label yourself. Mm. You know, and I was like, don't even do that when you get older. I mean, there's people I've known for. God, more than a decade that I work with. They couldn't tell you if I'm a Republican or a Democrat.
I was in a situation.
I like heavy metal and fast cars, you know?
So I guess there's this... I tried to find it. I guess there's this artist. First of all, my daughter realizes she does not like Trump. I'm like, well, who talks to you about Trump? Because I don't talk to her. I'm like, do your teacher? She's like, no. I'm like, okay, good. I don't want the teachers imparting their politics. When you get to college, that's when you can have those conversations.
Right, but not
right on.
Not in school.
Right.
I totally agree.
So yeah. I was fine with that, but I guess some of her friends don't like Trump, so she doesn't like Trump, which is fine. I mean, nobody in this house likes Trump. But I don't talk about it with her. But I was put in this weird situation because I guess there's this thing. This artist made these paintings of fire hydrants of the president.
Okay.
Really?
Like fire hydrants.
Yeah, I don't get it.
So my wife and my daughter thought that was the coolest thing. But I guess if you look at it as like, well, they're fighting fires. But I looked at it as like, no, a dog's going to piss off. I said, it's disrespectful. I said, you know what? You don't have to respect the person holding the office.
Respect the office.
Unfortunately, I don't think this guy respects the office even. But that's a different thing. But it was very, like, it's like I hate that I have to be the braces. Like, I don't want her going, well, we hate Trump. Because you don't really understand why you should hate Trump.
Right.
I had a similar situation with my 10-year-old. He recalled when he was in school and they did a mock vote, which I was against. I actually wanted to call the teacher and tell her not to do that.
They voted Jill Stein, didn't they?
They did a mock vote, Hillary and Trump. And I'm like,
somehow Bernie won.
I think
that's stupid. Yeah, but in fourth grade, it's just a dumb thing to do. So I was aggravated about that, and I was like, "Who'd you vote for?
How would they know
exactly?"
And they can't even understand the issues.
Here's what he came up with. He goes, "I voted for Hillary because Trump wants to build a wall and be mean to people trying to come here to be safe." I was like, all right, that's cool.
Pretty good for a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
And then, well, at that time, he was young. He was 9. He was turning 9.
That's pretty good.
But then again, like I said, I had a politician in my home the other night. We were talking some more. And he goes, but you know what, Daddy? You know, maybe Donald Trump's not that bad because he makes it so that you could hunt and have a gun and protect us.
Yeah. Fair. Okay, so that's...
I'm thinking. I was like, all right, that's a good observation.
But you're going to be able to hunt Hillary with president, too.
That's
but
a good observation.
He's a 10-year-old, so... Yeah, but that's fair. All right, this one's more for our lifestyle.
Yes,
but I don't like the fact that he's going to build a wall. Maybe I have some friends would affect.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's... I think politics should be kept out of school from the teachers. But if kids are wearing... Again, I'm a big First Amendment guy. You know, it's...
I just think because of this guy, because he's
just him. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not because he's a Republican. Like I never would have thought twice if somebody wore a Reagan shirt. You know, like, you know,
right.
You know, George W. Bush probably would have caused some controversy. It's just because that war in Iraq.
He would have had a great presidency if he just would have focused on Afghanistan and let...
Well, the people from Hurricane Katrina beg to differ. But that's...
we had that problem.
No.
Obama had his oil spill, just to be fair. He didn't handle that very well.
I'm trying to remember what he did wrong on that.
The BP?
No, I know. I remember the oil.
Yeah, but what did he do wrong?
He held them accountable.
No. When the spill first happened... There were additional emergency craft he could have sent down from the Northeast.
He
sat on it, and it was a worse spill than
he is a politician.
Yeah, it was an oops. I know this. I'm not bad mouthing. I'm saying it was an oops.
Listen, 8 years if that's the worst fucking thing.
I'd
kill for Trump to have that oops. And that was the biggest newsmaker.
We're not getting. Boy, I was impressed with his wife though recently when Melania.
She's got a nice rack too. $15,000 too.
I'll tell you, she's a very, very pretty woman. No doubt about that. But when she went to Melania, went to Africa recently, and I was very impressed because she didn't bid on
any of the black men.
She's
not an
American-born citizen, and she made it quite clear during the presidency of the election that she didn't want to get involved, and pretty much she would be a first lady who did jack shit.
Turned me off.
Because every first lady has their causes,
right?
You know, Michelle Obama had fitness.
Yes.
You know, Barbara Bush had academics, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So
Nancy Reagan had just say no.
Yeah, yeah.
Hillary
drugs,
had fending off Bill's whores.
Yeah. Nice. There you go. Protecting the whores.
Throwing at his cigars.
Oh God, I still can't believe
Bill.
I just—that's not a humidor. That's
so gross. nice one.
Bill, were you having tilapia? No. Anyway.
Oh,
I like it. I like
Everybody
it.
Loves tilapia.
Copyright.
It's a dirty fish.
Yeah, you know most of them are grown in tanks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't eat tilapia
in
New York.
Let's move on. A Florida teacher says she was fired when she refused to give students credit for homework they never turned in. When a group of eighth grade students never handed in their assignment, social studies teacher Diane Tirado ignored what she described as a no-zero policy at Westgate K-8 school in Port St. Lucie.
I've heard of this.
I was not allowed to give anything lower than a 50, Tirado told the Post. For the first assignment of the semester, Tirado asked her students to keep a journal the way a 15th century explorer would for 2 weeks. They were required to take down notes about historical events, draw maps, and what the teacher of 17 years called an explorer's notebook. Hey, it's a vagina. Wrong. Yeah.
Not that kind of exploration, kids.
Nice.
But parents soon started to complain about what they said was too hefty a homework load. I got called down to the principal's office because parents were not happy with me. It was ruining my life for weeks. It was during one such visit to the principal's office that Tirado learned about the no-zero policy. But when a group in her class didn't hand in the homework in, she said she didn't think they deserved any credit, let alone 50%.
Good for her!
Yeah.
I'm used to kids not handing in work, but then chasing them until the report cards are in to make sure they make it up with extra credit. But I don't give a grade for nothing. She was fired on September.
Good for her.
She was fired on September 14th, less than 2 months after getting hired at the school. There's no official cause mentioned in the letter from the principal, which she says is because she was still on her probationary period. My favorite type of period. Regardless. Regardless. She'll grow out of that. Regardless, she said she knows why she was let go. I loudly bucked the system. I refused to do their policy. I guess you would call that defiance. On her last day, she left her students with the following message on the whiteboard. Racist. Bye, kids. Mrs. Tirado loves you and wishes you the best in life. I've been fired for refusing to give you a 50% for not handing anything in, she added. The image of her final message, which she posted to Facebook Saturday, has been shared over 1,000 times.
Wow.
It's absurd to give someone something for nothing, and to do that is creating a future that is pretty darn bleak. We're creating monsters out of our children. We give them too much. People that experience that kind of childhood, then... That's what you want. You're entitled
everything
for the rest
for nothing.
Of your life.
Everything yep. for nothing.
Everything
school
for nothing.
Would not comment.
Entitled.
Ah,
so the school said there's no district or individual school policy prohibiting teachers from recording a grade of zero work not turned in. But Tirado says the policy is outlined in the Westgate Student and Parent Handbook, which says in bright red capital letters, no zeros, lowest possible grade is 50%.
Is this high school?
It's K-8.
K-8.
So
wow.
I think these were 7th or 8th graders. I don't like a no-zero policy.
I don't either.
If you don't do anything, you get
out. That's it.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be training children for getting out into the world as well.
Thank you.
And in the real world, if I turn in no work, my boss says, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I'll find someone else who can do it.
Yeah.
You know how to do it? Great.
But here's the interesting thing.
I only did half my work today, boss.
But the school could actually make the case. We're showing something educational because we're showing what happens in the workplace if you don't follow the rules.
What?
She did not follow the school's rules.
No, but you said it wasn't the district rules. It was in
It was in the student teacher handbook.
Yeah, but it was a district policy. She would have a legal case.
She would, but that's the policy. She took the gig. So they could say, listen, these are kids.
That's a good point. When
you grow up, you're going to have to work by somebody's rules.
You also said she wasn't aware of that until.
No, she said she was. Whether she was.
No, she said she went down to the office and she found out. But
yeah,
the
she
thing
found
is,
out, but she wouldn't
ignorance
change
is
it.
No excuse.
No, it's
try
not.
Try that with a speeding ticket.
Who knows every
it's
rule.
Your job.
Who knows every
first
rule.
Thing I did was read the employee handbook.
It's your
and
job.
The personnel rules.
Really?
Yes.
So I think the
first
rule,
thing I did.
So I might. I think
that's
the,
admirable.
I think the rule.
I just
is
don't
stupid.
Talk to anybody.
Thank
it's
you.
Yeah, it's better that way.
I think the rule is stupid and detrimental. But I think the school is well within their right because she's not following the rules. And the parent, if the parents have a problem
tough
with the rule,
one,
they should
one,
go to the school board about it. Go, what is this? We don't like the way. Apparently,
but
the parents.
Why would there be a rule in the student
higher
teacher
grades,
handbook?
Higher grades mean higher
district.
Money. You
yeah,
get
yeah,
more
oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Fuck
yes.
Yeah.
So that's all.
But no, I get the politics behind it. I totally.
Well, that's what this is.
Yeah. But yeah, totally. That woman lost her job. But why isn't in district? That's where I'm thinking.
Well, maybe the school's policy. Either way, there's a policy, and she didn't follow it. She fucked up.
Well, I guess she did. It's just it's a terrible policy.
Firing again. We're talking about
don't like the
too
policy.
Much.
Nope.
It's like the principal getting fired for the Trump shirt. Nah, it's overkill.
You don't shoot
somebody
because
no.
But there's no indication. But she said she wasn't going to abide by that policy.
Yeah, then they probably
right,
had
I
no
mean,
choice.
If she's going to go, okay, fine, then fine. You could suspend her or do whatever, slap her on the wrist. But if she's not going to do it, hey, these the rules are the rules. The rules might suck.
The rules are same for everybody.
Yeah. You're not special.
Yeah.
She martyred herself. She martyred herself.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
She's teacher ISIS.
No, not the bad kind of martyring. Right. We don't like that kind of martyring.
Stopping homework, the next topic.
Stopping homework.
Yes.
K Can't wait to hear this shit.
Oh, you go crazy.
People say that's our intro. And then I guess we won't do Skinamax tonight because we're running short on time.
Okay.
Oh, what time is it? Oh, shit, it's almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we got to get to your segment.
I got to go home and gun a deer.
Well, that's what everybody
said.
He's
not talking about his wife, people.
She's perfectly safe.
It's funny.
It's okay.
For Leah Tamam, these names really suck balls.
Honestly.
They should know I'm going to have to read them. For Leah Tamam, the daily tearful battles over homework started soon after her daughter entered kindergarten. It just became this huge drama. The Bushwick-based mother of two tells the Post of the heated fights between her and her six-year-old daughter, Rosa. It was very challenging for me personally.
I call that Monday.
Well, it was challenging for her to get the kid to sit down and do the homework, but
but
she didn't want the kid to fall behind. The 42-year-old says that Rosa was so resistant to doing her assigned math and writing work, she was having anxiety and stress and crying every day. So last January, after Rosa spent just 4 months at the local public school, Tamam and her husband decide to pull her out. Well, if you would have pulled out, you wouldn't know what the kid.
Oh! Have her start practicing now. Would you like an apple pie with that? As far as that kid's going to get.
Today, well, apple pies are delicious. Today, Rosa and her 3-year-old sister, Astrid, attend homework-free school in the East Village.
Homework-free school.
It's almost like you didn't know.
Wow.
Parents and teachers are rethinking the wisdom of sending children home every night with backpacks bulging with textbooks, worksheets, and flashcards.
Called going to school.
It's very old school thing. Hold on.
Old school is school. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
The debate has reached an institutional
level. Being intelligent's old school.
Public and elementary schools from Brooklyn to Long Island to Rockland County have all recently made moves to eliminate mandatory take-home assignments. Mm-hmm. The anti-homework camp claims, not to be confused with the concentration camp, by the way.
Oh, dude.
Worst homework ever.
Oh, my God. No homework.
And no, it did not set
Go
them free.
Go to home ec. It did. Get it in the oven. Oh.
That work did not set them free.
Oh, God. The anti-homework camp claims that take-home assignments infringe on family time and prevent kids from developing.
Yeah, like they're having a lot of family time.
Most families don't even eat dinner together anymore.
Right.
And developing their own interests outside of school. Most people know the downside.
Like what?
Taekwondo and karate, for one, stupid.
So you do your homework and then you go to Taekwondo.
But sometimes, well, it's not always that.
Done. Yeah, it is.
No, it's actually not.
Yeah, it is. I got four at home.
And they're not taking Taekwondo, are they?
No, but they have extracurriculars. It's not wrestling, basketball, art club, baseball.
Art club?
Yeah.
What's art
club? I have an artist. Art people draw and paint and shit.
No, I know.
The fuck?
No, I just think it's an art club.
And comedy's the only form of creativity?
That's
paint shit, too.
No. And we certainly did not do a recite Hickory Dickory Dock. This bitch was sucking
actually,
my
this... That fucking new
best extracurricular.
Actually, these days you couldn't have a comedy club. But everybody being so on edge, forget it.
Most people know the downside of homework. That way, it can kill a kid's excitement about learning, create frustration. See, you've got one opinion of it, but here's the author of the homework myth. Wire.
I got four kids. I'm sorry. This is the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Well, because you're very entrenched in old school.
Old school. So I want my kids not to work at fucking McDonald's when they're 30. Old school. Get out of here. Shit.
Yeah, there's plenty of kids who had homework and work at McDonald's at age 40. So
it's an analogy, Davin. I want my kids to have a half a friggin' brain in their head.
Well, here's what Alfie Cohn, author of The Homework Myth, God. Why Our Kids Get Too Much of a Bad Thing.
Somebody actually penned a book about this. Sure, I can't wait to hear about it.
What most people don't realize is the lack of evidence supporting the conventional wisdom that homework is beneficial. He says that most teachers don't assign take-home work. This one helps students consider questions that matter as opposed to cramming down forgettable facts. Listen, a lot of the homework is rote memorization.
Okay, no, most homework is studying.
Rote memorization of facts.
Okay, and that's called learning.
It's really not, though.
It's the lowest level of learning.
How many rote facts do you know? Like, I can't remember historical dates and years. I knew it when I had to take the test, and then it's gone.
It's gone.
I can't believe this.
I don't remember algebra. It's gone.
Well, here's the thing.
It's called studying. It's called time management.
True.
And
but there are different.
That's it.
There are different levels of education. When I stayed to be a teacher, there was a chart, and it's the different levels of knowledge that you're actually teaching, or what what you're actually accomplishing when you're doing work. And so, like, there's rote memorization, then there's analysis, and there's synthesis, and evaluation. And
so what Cohen is saying,
but these kids are getting nothing now.
No, but they're saying nothing. They're saying that I'm not a no homework person either. But I think that it could be stepped up that they're not doing rote memorization because it's the lowest form of knowledge. You cram it in your brain for the exam and then it's gone.
Yeah,
and,
I get it, but
you're
no
getting
homework,
nothing out of it.
No, these kids are dumb as dog shit as it is, Pip. Come on.
No. Yeah. I think, but
if you
want to
change how you do this, that's fine.
It's got to be stepped
up.
But
I mean,
as of 2016,
to give the kids more time so they can go on a Snapchat.
No,
because you know that's exactly what's going to friggin' happen.
Yeah,
like I said, I got four of them.
Yeah,
you know?
As of 2016, the Brooklyn Elementary School, which has pre-K to fifth grade classes, no longer doles out mandatory homework. Instead, it encourages students to partake in optional open-ended projects called Exercise Your Brain, and they're called EYBs. An EYB can be anything, a traditional research report, a science experiment, a video, or even an original song performed in front of the class. We encourage
students... Okay, so that's Pip's idea. Take that time and do something else productive and learn.
Right.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We encourage students to pursue things that they are interested in and that they're passionate about, says Annie Giovino, teacher of PS118. The kids love it. It gives them a real sense of ownership. She says that her school's educators took guidance from Manhattan PS116, which espouses a revised approach to homework called PDF. Playtime, downtime, and family time.
It's called life.
What?
It's called life. They have an acronym
right
for that.
Well, a balanced life is what they're looking for.
It's a balanced life.
Well, fucking life. You work, you play.
Not everybody does, though.
Not everybody does that. Since it's only...
This isn't hard, people.
It really is.
This isn't hard!
Since it's only 2 years old...
You're actively parenting. There are a lot of people out there that are not actively parenting.
Oh, so Kelly Caledoni, 50, says the new policy has done wonders for her son, Henry. Her out-of-the-box kid struggled with homework in the past, she says, but he's completely embraced EYB. So far, he's done a number of independent projects, including one on Puerto Rico inspired by a family vacation, another on ospreys.
That's
after
a good thing.
A unit on a bird in class, and a book about orchestra, which often with his own illustrations of various instruments. So these are not dumb
kids.
So
he's learning.
No.
But it's got to be consistent, though. You just can't do it like, you know, 1 week and then say, I go to a homework-free school. I'm doing Ungots for the next 2 months.
I love Ungots. Ungots. My favorite topic. I have a kid who everything doesn't come easy to. The actress and stay-at-home mom says, this gives him so much confidence. He's able to use his brain in a way that works for him.
Okay. Yeah. Learning's learning, period.
The idea that children, even very young ones, can be active participants in their own schooling is one of the hallmarks of progressive early childhood education. For decades, there has been private elementary schools.
I hate that term, progressive.
You're just looking in the political sense. Yeah. Progressive means moving forward.
No, how is that forward? That's just something different.
Because the old way was rote memorization.
Okay, so I'm going to put pepper instead of salt on my steak. That's progressive.
Well,
it's,
you know, there's
something different.
There have been different schools of thought, pardon the pun, on how to educate. And so,
yeah,
I mean,
that's
for example,
it doesn't mean it's progressive.
Well,
it's
no,
it's just another another method.
I know, but
not progressive in the liberal way.
Meaning
it's progress, a different way of looking at
because
something.
Because we've studied the brain. We know a lot more about how people learn and how people process thought and how they, you know, the different ways that the brain actually makes neural pathways. We know a lot more than we used to do, and so using the old ways of teaching aren't necessarily because they're old school and it's what we did. It's not necessarily the most
thorough
way to teach. I mean, a lot of schools don't use the Socratic method, for example, and that was a better way of learning.
What is the meaning of math?
You know, well, not for everything, but I mean, you know, for example, you know, having a dialogue with the students instead of saying, you will copy this down.
He's going to love this.
That's the lamest.
So now this is making their way into the public school, so much so that when 2 fifth graders petitioned the school board of Stony Point, New York to eliminate homework last June, they weren't scoffed at or shunned by the administration of Farley Elementary. Instead, Assistant Superintendent Chris Felicello told the press that it was...
The way you pronounce Italian names makes me want to punch you, but keep going.
Chris Felicio, you like that better?
Felicio, yeah, Felicio.
It's
sign me up.
It's F-E-L-I-C-E-L-L.
How do you pronounce it? I can't go.
How do you pronounce it?
Go, Felicio. There you go.
No, it's not Felicio. How do you pronounce it?
They went in front of the board.
How do you pronounce it?
Go.
He doesn't know how either.
No.
I think I got that right.
I didn't even look at it.
Felicello?
I guess so. Yeah.
He's got a problem with it.
I'm not Italian. I don't know.
Neither is he, apparently. I don't know. It was kind of a tipping point. And the ministry has agreed to review the school's approach to take-home assignments. While no details have been released yet, the school says it plans to debut a new homework policy in 2019-2020.
New homework policy, not a no homework policy.
Still, not all traditionalist educators are ready to give up take-home assignments. The National Parent Teacher Association currently advocates for quality over quantity in homework, but still recommend that schools give it because it has the potential to be valuable aid. Harris Cooper, did I pronounce that right?
You got Cooper, racist.
How is that racist?
You only got the American names.
You're the one who called them WOPs before. Don't fucking.
No. I'm fine. I can say that.
No, you can't.
No.
So I can't. Half my family came here.
Don't use the W word in front of me, young man.
Yeah, next thing you know, he's going to use Wigger. Anyway, homework is.
Oh, whoa.
You never heard of Wigger before?
Yeah.
I heard about it. You don't say those things.
I just did.
It's not nice.
We're not nice. Exactly. We're not nice people.
Homework is good for kids in moderation, says Cooper, whose 10-minute rule, I like this rule, in which first graders get 10 minutes of homework, second graders get 20, etc., is widely accepted by teachers.
10 minutes of homework?
For first graders.
Oh, for first, okay.
First graders. Second graders get 20.
So they don't get frustrated all bogged down with so much.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Setting up a time and place at home to do some homework lays the foundation for when they're older and they're able to be autonomous.
Parents don't do that are crazy.
I know.
Similarly, Brian Fish, Deputy Executive Director at the Education Advocacy Group High Achievement New York, says the structured approach of regular mandatory homework teaches students good habits. Fritch supports the Common Core, a set of universal learning goals for classroom, and calls the recent trend towards schools eliminating homework disappointing. He adds homework isn't bad for families. It's helpful for parents to have insight into what their children are working on.
Correct.
Ross Benjamin, 37, take-home worksheets aren't helpful insight in his six-year-old's life. They're unnecessary and misguided, he says. Worse than annoying, the German language translator believes such busy work can easily teach undesirable habits. So
That's what the person's profession is. They're not talking about German.
I think homework has a purpose.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I think sometimes teachers get overzealous with it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I remember as a first grader, I was doing a double curriculum. I was in a yeshiva, so I was learning English and math and Hebrew and all the – I would have 3 hours of homework a night
in the
first grade.
Oh, my God.
It was awful. And so I went 1 year of yeshiva.
That's torture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too much.
But even my daughter in second grade had a lot of homework sometimes. Yeah. But, I mean, I think worksheets can be useful.
Yeah, they can.
Study guides. But, listen, like, to this point, what they're doing here, as long as it's, first of all, mandated, like, you're getting a grade on it. But if it's a research project or something out of the box that a kid can do for a week and then move on to something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, as long as it's not something that just happens once or twice throughout the course of the year, learning is learning.
Yeah.
You know, if a kid wants to do, you get a sixth grader who wants to do a couple page report on Mozart, let's say. They like music. Yeah, that's fine. You know, that's learning. But no homework school policy? That's ridiculous. That's stupid.
Yeah, I'm not down with that, actually.
Yeah, no way.
I think that there is...
That's just more time for social media. Trouble.
Well,
yeah,
but here's the thing.
Yeah.
TV watching.
So many of these kids today aren't just sitting at home. They do have after-school activities, which are enhancing their lives, whether they be physical or mental activities or creative activities.
Right.
They're enhancing their lives. So if you're bogging them down with too much homework, they can't pursue something that they're really interested in.
You got to find the happy medium.
Well, that's the problem, though. If there's no control, if the parents are just if the teachers are just bogging these kids down with
so much,
then they can't do these other important things.
That's another reason why I'm against Common Core. You know, that was another curse our incoming governor inflicted on the state of New York. It's ridiculous. It really is. It's, having those kind of...
I'm not a fan of Common Core.
No.
The principle of it is good. Like we want all the kids to get the same basic education. You just didn't have to reinvent the wheel to do it.
Exactly.
Right.
That was the problem with it. Exactly. I do agree that there are certain things a kid in Alabama and a kid in New York should certain standards that they should all learn.
Reading, writing, science, history, stuff like that.
Yeah. I just don't think we have to structure how we teach it, just as long as they know it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But, it
takes away the creativity of the good teachers.
I got to tell you, homework impacted my schooling. It's why I hated school. I mean, I didn't mind the school part.
It's too much.
It's homework. It's like, I just learned all day. I learned 6 hours all day.
Yeah.
Now let me do other things, whether it's go outside and playing with my friends, which is shit we did, or getting a job,
honestly.
or you know, taekwondo, or art club, or orchestra, or whatever it is. There's other interests. Plus, you want to have some time with the family.
Yeah.
And my kid is a very meticulous worker.
Mm-hmm.
She, very slow, very deliberate, wants to get it like A++.
Right.
Whereas I'm like, get the fucking done. It's 2 a.m. Let's go. Let's go. It's 2 a.m. coming in 4 hours.
Now, you'll always have, you remember, even in college, you get the professors who think like their class is the only one you're taking.
Right. It's too much.
Yeah. And it's
like, do you realize, like, I have to work?
And the teachers,
you know, like,
yeah.
The teachers that's the only reason why I'm here.
That's a big problem, is that, and then you'll have one teacher who's proud of themselves. Make them buckle down and give them all this work to do. It's like, that's not necessarily good
even if you
or helpful.
Let's say five core classes. What do you got? You got math, English, what else called ELA, science, history.
Gym.
No, I'm talking about homework stuff. So those are your real
do
four,
push-ups.
Right? Yeah, those are your science, history, math, English, okay? Even if you give a kid an hour of homework in each subject...
That's a lot of homework.
That's 2 hours of homework.
No, it's 4 hours. You just said four.
No, it's four classes, a half hour each.
Oh, you said I thought you said an hour.
No,
I heard half.
So you got four classes.
That's reasonable. It's a lot.
That's reasonable, I think, for a high schooler.
But then you got to remember you're going to be adding reports in, which are going to take all sorts of time and projects.
Right.
And you got to all listen. Really, homework doesn't teach you anything for life.
No, yeah, it does. I think it teaches you.
It taught
you
me to get the fuck out of school.
Time, man. No, well, you got intimidated by a workload that was just absolutely fucking ridiculous.
I went to graduate school, but my wife's going back to graduate school for a class now, for some classes.
You
asked me about them, like, fuck, no. There's just no way. No way.
Yeah.
It's too much work.
Yeah, the idea. I had to go back to school.
I would love to go back.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm kind of schooled out for the moment.
I graduated with my high school. I went my bachelor's with honors. I never did my master's. I don't come from money. I had to work.
Yeah.
So I finished my bachelor's and got a job.
I went to graduate school.
But I had student loans like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, I had them too.
Yeah. I know.
Although my dad paid for my undergrad. I paid for my grad.
I
got out when I was halfway done. 35 large is a little much for something I'm never going to use. Yeah, so stay another year and a half would have been 70 large coming out.
Yeah. That was another thing with my major. A master's didn't make sense because I didn't want to teach.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, with a degree in history.
I do think it's a problem. This is real quick. And then, you know, we're talking about all this stuff with free education. Mm. I think there's something to that because it's very daunting, like, to go into some of these things where we really need higher learning, but you know you're going to have $100,000
in debt when you're done.
You know, I mean, there's something to be said for, like, embracing learning as a society, deciding this is something we want to invest in. And I would say the same thing if somebody wants to work with their hands, if they want to be a carpenter or a plumber.
I'm going to have to pay for it. You know,
but in New York, which I kind of, if you make less than $100,000, your kid goes to a state school free college now. That's a good thing.
Long do you think that's going to last?
Listen, we pay
for. And here's the problem.
We pay taxes. I'm glad it's going to the kids.
Here's the problem. Now you're talking about grade inflation. You're talking about the reality that most kids who go to college don't graduate.
I don't know the statistics on that.
One in three finish college.
So what I would do is...
That can get expensive.
What I would do is...
I don't think free college is sustainable.
I would do with that, you know how I would fight that? You have to... I thought about it. You have to graduate, and then you have to do... Along going into the workforce, you have to do some type of civil service for like a year or two.
If you do it right, the payback is your taxes.
No, what I'm saying... if we're going to give you a free ride...
The government's made... I got financial aid because my parents were broke. The government's made that back 30-fold. But not everybody.
If we're going to give you a free ride, then you got to do a year or two in the military or working with homeless.
That's not a bad idea.
You're giving. The community is investing in you, and now you're going to give back to the community. And that way, we'd
how Republican of you.
No, the Republicans wouldn't give you the money to begin with.
Right.
But I think, I mean, you want to get closer as a community, more invested, and you want people to, I think it's worth it. I think we should get, you have to graduate. If you don't graduate, you're paying for it yourself.
Well, it's like ROTC.
That's what I like, and we don't have right now.
You have to graduate with a 2.5 or better.
2.5, that means you showed up.
No, it doesn't.
No.
And then you got grade inflation after that.
I'm not talking about grade inflation.
No,
well,
free college, 3.0. Sorry.
It's not 3.0. Some kids just aren't that smart.
They're not that smart.
They're just not.
Hey, I have a son who I know I'm going to have to send to trade school.
Mm-hmm. And I'm saying we should pay for trade
and
school, too.
You know what? Mm-hmm. That's just, you know, he's...
But that doesn't mean he's
not
smart.
I love him very much. No. He's smart. He likes to do things with his hands.
Right, but that doesn't mean he's unintelligent.
Okay.
Right.
No, he has ADD. He has a learning disability.
Again, that doesn't mean he's not intelligent.
No, very smart little boy. But, you know, probably not going to get through college, but I'm going to have to pay, you know, and parents
right,
have to
be we're
a little bit more
decision.
Realistic because we still have that 90s mentality. And by the 90s mentality, I mean that, remember in the 90s, if you didn't go to college, you were doomed.
Yeah,
you would have been a homeless
yeah.
bum.
My wife's like, no, gonna, she is
really?
College.
Exactly. That's the 90s mentality.
Right.
And I'm sitting here, I know friends of mine who didn't, and they're making $100,000 as electricians or plumbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
Keep yourself healthy and work. There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
Yep. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But the free thing, I just don't think it's sustainable. I think I think it's going to want to
hurt us. Listen, I'm all for investing in our young so they can do better for us.
That's what financial aid's for.
Right, but it doesn't cover everything. I took
it
out loans.
No.
And Trump did away with the things that they were to protect them for the illegal. DeVos did it, the whore.
What wasn't covered with my financial, I worked. I cooked.
Yeah, I did too.
I cooked in a restaurant, and I was a bouncer.
Yeah.
But, you know, listen, everybody comes from different circumstances. I'm willing to invest in, if we're going to invest in anything, I'm willing to invest in our young people.
Well,
yes.
Absolutely. You have to. That's the future.
But no, but people don't want to do it. You know, so many of my peers, they're like, what the fuck? I didn't get to do this for, they're like, so stuck in what they
That's
didn't.
Petty.
I right. hate that I didn't
petty.
Get to.
Right. It's like, well, we're not.
That's petty.
Yeah.
Well, you listen, and we got to do things our parents didn't
My late wife and I paid off two bachelor's degrees in 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't see all these free college. Blah, blah, blah.
No,
I'm not mad about that.
You're more enlightened.
I'm just saying I don't know if it's economically sustainable, and there are people who do get to college, and they just ain't got the smarts to finish. And that's the God's honest truth that we're afraid to admit. Like I said, I have a son who has a learning disability, and he's not going to be book smart, but he's going to be smart in other ways.
That's why I said the state would invest in him going to a trade school.
You know, right now, I'm paying for that, and that's just the way
it is. Listen, here, again, I'm solving problems like I did down in Texas with that school you were talking about.
Yeah,
the transgender.
Put him in the bathroom.
We invest in you.
We're not paying for another bathroom.
We are going to invest in you, but for a year or 2 years, you are going to invest back in your community or your
That's
nation.
That's an interesting
like
idea.
Like ROTC.
Right.
That's an interesting idea.
All right, I'm full. I'm a very smart man. I'm really not getting appreciated as the God I am. All right, we'll take a break.
We'll paint you gold during
he's
the break.
He's like a Jewish Odin.
Odin? Thor?
No, that's Thor's father.
No, I know. I'm saying the story of Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah, Odin was Thor's father.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can look at me
you're
like that.
The Jewish
you're a
version
god.
Of Odin.
A little thunder now.
Yeah, there you go. A little schmutz in it.
Where's my hammer? We're Jewish. We don't use those.
Guess what?
Get my calculator of doom.
Yeah, there you go.
Hang on a second. I
know.
I'll
pay your taxes for you.
I know I'll blow your mind with this one, but his god is the same as yours.
What is?
His God is the same as yours.
Yes, it's the same book. I know. It's funny that,
well,
that Jews and Gentiles.
Heard,
I'm
going to blow your. I did not listen to anything
funny.
Else.
No, he calls it the Torah. I call it the Old Testament. It's
shit.
The same book.
I call it a book with words. I don't give a shit. I don't care less.
You send a kid to a religious school.
Not my choice.
I know. Me too.
And now we get to sell crumb cake.
I do it. Too. Yeah. I got the banana walnut.
Let me tell you, that crumb cake's great.
The whole reason we go to the
he makes fun of my weight, and the fucker sells me cake.
I didn't make fun of
that's
your
great
weight.
To have
I didn't make fun of your weight, and I'm not selling you cake. I'm selling it to your wife.
Okay, yeah, he's such a wise ass. Actually, my wife she can eat whatever she wants.
Yeah, that must be nice.
Oh man,
it's horrifying. I know. 47 years old. And, yeah.
So let's hate Russell.